See, it's a simple process. You find what God said, you decree it, and then you hallow his name in the process. Somebody here that has sickness in your body, stand up real quick. If you have any kind of sickness in your body, I want you to stand on your feet. It can be cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, bipolar. Any. Some of y'all should have stood up with us. No. Any sickness. I'm not belittling any of it, because if it's bipolar, then that's a serious sickness. But whatever your sickness is, stand up. Get your Bibles and turn to Jeremiah 30 and 17. Jeremiah 30 and 17. Jeremiah 30 and 17. Because, see, you're getting ready to decree yourself into healing. Jeremiah 30 and 17 says this: "For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord." Now, those of you who are sitting down, I want you to point your hand at somebody who's standing up. And we're going to decree healing through the word on their behalf. Say, Lord, your word hath declared in Jeremiah 30 and 17 that you will restore health unto them, and that you will heal their wounds. Therefore, we decree that your name is hallowed, and that their health is restored, and their wounds are healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Somebody clap your hands and praise God for healing. Come on, somebody in here, clap your hands and praise God for healing. Healing in your body, healing in your spirit, healing in your soul. Somebody touch one of these people that's standing up and say, be healed today. In Jesus' name. Come on, touch them and say, be healed. In Jesus' name. I decree it. His name shall be hallowed. I don't care what the doctors told you. His name shall be hallowed. He's going to reveal himself through your healing.